Shalom, everybody. This is a modern-day Samaritan woman bringing to you another episode of Healing for the Nations. We are on a journey together to the heart of our Father. And on that journey, we are walking alongside of fellow sojourners, fellow truth-tellers, those that have been walking the hard steps, the hard path of recovery. And I am so excited to have my dear friend Juliet Van Heerden today. Welcome, Juliet.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Juliet, just a little bit about Juliet. Juliet is an educator, speaker, and writer. And Juliet, you hold a Master of Science in Literacy Education. And you are so passionate about sharing hope with hearts wounded by addiction. And I know that you've been involved in some 12-step meetings that have been very helpful in your own journey. And I have read your amazing book entitled Same Dress, Different Day. And that was your story about being married to a cocaine addict. And would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. When you have an addicted loved one, it's very easy to blame them for everything and to fall into that cycle of enabling them and then punishing them and then... you hope there's recovery and then you realize you were lied to. And it's very exhausting and very easy to always point the blame finger. In my book, Same Dress, Different Day, it chronicles, yes, the story of my ex-husband who was addicted to cocaine, but it's really my story of being addicted to rescuing, enabling, and controlling him. And how God brought me through that experience and taught me boundaries and how to live my own life and get out of that cycle and not make my whole life be about whether or not addict is using.
I really enjoyed reading your book because it took me back to my marriage. I've been married a few times. It's part of my story. That's why the Father gave me Modern Day Samaritan Woman. But part of my story is that I too was married to addicts, but I'm also in recovery from my own addiction. Yes. So when I read your book, I could see it from both sides.
Yes.
And, I think that there's an awful lot of people out there who are married to addicts and they are suffering in silence, or they're caught, we get caught up in bitterness and resentment and self-pity and blaming our partner when we're actually part of the cycle.
Right.
And, as an addict, we don't realize how much harm and damage we are doing to our spouses, but also if there's children involved. And that's why, it's a WE program. We are all in this together. And that's the beauty of Celebrate Recovery and Al-Anon and some of these other programs of recovery that address not just the addiction part of it, but it's a program for the whole family to recover. And,
yes.
Not all marriages end in fairy tale endings. Sometimes when there is addiction, it does tear us apart. And, I'm a firm believer that, this probably sounds horrible, but divorce can be a blessing when there's so much suffering. And sometimes we need to walk away if the other person is hell-bent on continuing their destructive cycle.
Right, and they can actually get better if we would take our hands off the situation. And in my case, I'll just say spoiler alert for for my book. It was only when my former spouse went to prison was he able to get clean and sober? And I spent a lot of time, energy, and money trying to prevent him from being incarcerated or being caught or whatever, from having our name be on the, you know, page of our local newspaper. But in the end, that was really what saved him.
Yeah, when we take the hands off the wheel and let God be God, because we are not their higher power.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, as long as we are in there enabling, it just keeps them in that cycle along with us. And yeah, so I just want to touch on another book that you wrote that I loved your book, As I Walked. And I've had the pleasure of having you along with your mother and your stepdad, who this book is about his victory over a lifestyle of homosexuality. Can we talk a little bit about that book? Because that book is so amazing.
We can talk a bit about it. I'm really proud of this book because my stepdad is in his 80s. And at this point in his life, it's was difficult to go back and let me walk with him through his story. And I was so pleased that he said yes, and that he allowed me to dig up the past and to share his story of hope with people who feel stuck. As I Walked, the subtitle is One Man's Quest for Sexual and Spiritual Identity. And so many people who struggle with their sexual identity, with homosexuality or bisexuality or lesbianism, any kind of sexual issue, so many have a trauma root.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They've been a victim of something extremely painful. And that was part of his story of being molested by a man when he was young. And it just messes with a person's mind and sets them on a path. But I love that we call my stepdad Mr. P. I love that he had a faith in God, a faith in a higher power who could set him free and allow him to have the true desire of his heart, which was to have a wife, and not just to have a wife to hide behind so he could do, you know, whatever kind of lifestyle he wanted to do, as often happens, and spouses get hurt in those situations. But he wanted a wife to love, honor, and cherish, he wanted to be a godly husband. And he's been married to my mom for over 30 years and has been a wonderful husband, wonderful stepdad to us. No looking back, no side sex, no porn, no garbage in his life. And that is a miracle. And people need to know that this can happen, that those mixed up feelings are just that, mixed up feelings. And when your first sexual experience is with the same sex, you might have a mixed up feeling, or you might have a feeling of, this is so awful, I never want to see any private parts of that gender again. And so you stick with your own gender. You see, there's pain and there's confusion in so many of these stories, so many people that I've spoken with. And so Mr. P was able to walk with the Lord and cry out to God, to walk his story of faith, to believe God's word, to trust the Lord for a wife. And his story, As I Walked, is just that. It's his story of how he walked out of that lifestyle into being a whole and healed heterosexual male and godly husband. Very powerful testimony.
It is. It is so powerful. I laughed and I cried through that whole book. and it was so well written. Well, you're a very good writer, a very anointed writer. And that's true of your other book too, Same Dress, Different Day. I could barely put the books down. And it just took me, the reader, on such a roller coaster ride of both emotions and memories, and both your books were very healing for me. And I absolutely adore your mother. Your mother and Mr. P are delightful people. And what a beautiful love story they have.
Yes.
It is so beautiful. And, you know, I find it so encouraging to read these stories, these testimonies of how God, His hand was in it all through the suffering. You know, He can see the end from the beginning, and He uses whatever we bring to Him. He can use all that brokenness, just to, like in the story of Joseph. I'm thinking about the story of Joseph. And, you know, when Joseph said to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
Yes.
And, you know, we serve a God who He redeems. He's a God of redemption. And so I think it's really beautiful that the Father uses all the suffering that you've gone through, and Mr. P's gone through, and your mother's gone through. I mean, you all have stories of suffering and trauma, and the Father just has used it all, because you have all brought your hearts, your broken, shattered hearts, to the Father and asked the Father to heal your hearts, to heal you of the traumas that you have all gone through. And now He uses all of that to minister to other people. And I think that is absolutely beautiful. And could you also share, so please share with the listener where they can find your writings, how they can purchase copies of these books. But also, would you please touch on the other ministry that you have?
Okay, sure. I'll start with that. I am the president of a nonprofit, very small but mighty nonprofit called Relevant Life Solutions. And this past year, we have been very active in helping Ukrainian refugees and people suffering the effects of that war. We are a nonprofit without physical boundaries, so we're not bound to a certain county or a certain state. Our mission statement is empowering people through connecting and sharing resources. And we're real people, we make real connections, and we share real resources, and not just financial resources, but connecting people with counselors or therapists or people who specialize in an area where they are truly in need. And it has been such a blessing to see God just open doors and provide financially. We prayed, we aren't large, and we came across the need for a small bus in Ukraine for a ministry that was trying to take food and medicine in to trapped people and bring refugees out. And we prayed for $10,000, and within 3 days, God gave us the $10,000, and we were able to buy that bus, and then also to get a second one and further down the road. And so I'm just very encouraged that God uses us when we are willing to be used. And that's our nonprofit, Relevant Life Solutions. And you can find our website at www.relevantlifesolutions.org. And if you want to be part of our ministry there, we would love to have you join us. Lorelei, you asked where people can find my books.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, they are on that website, relevantlifesolutions.org, but they are also on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, those where books are sold, they say. So you can easily access them there. And if I would like to just ask if anyone does purchase Same Dress, Different Day or As I Walked or the next book we're going to talk about, Chloe Asks Questions, please leave a review. It helps so much if you purchase from Amazon, if you would leave a review. And I also have a personal website, JulietteVanHeerden.com. I started blogging there about 2013. And that's another place people could go to get to know me if they wanted to.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so Juliet and I have been friends for a few years now. I met you at a training in Orlando.
Yes.
And yeah, we exchanged information, and Juliet and I have spoken together at a couple of churches on recovery. So we are available to come speak at your church. I speak on the roots of addiction, which is trauma. Mm-hmm. And Juliet speaks on, well, you speak on a variety of topics. So anyways, we are out of time, and when we come back, Juliet will be joining us again, and we're going to be talking about Chloe Asks Questions. So we will be right back. Shalom. Welcome back, everybody. This is a Modern Day Samaritan Woman bringing to you the second half of Healing for the Nations. So if you missed the first half, I invite you to go to Hebrew Nation Radio and look up the schedule to see the other times that the show is airing. Or you can go to the Deliverance tab on the website, and there you will find this show along with many other shows that I've done in the past with some amazing speakers such as Rico Cortez and Juliet, and I have also done shows in the past. As I Walk with Mr. P and Mrs. P, perhaps you would like to hear an interview with Mr. P and Mrs. P. And anyways, welcome back, Juliet.
Thank you.
So on this half of the show, I would like to talk to you, Juliet, about your new book, Chloe Asks Questions. Tell us about your book.
Okay, this is Chloe Asks Questions is my first children's book. I've been very excited about it for a really long time because I actually wrote the words to this book 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yes, I did. And I could not. There was a season when my heart was still grieving the loss of Chloe, whom was a child I was adopting, and I was not able to actually adopt her. And so I was too sad to do anything with the story for a while. And then I just could not find an illustrator that fit what I had in my imagination about the book. So just a couple of years ago, I found an illustrator. She had never illustrated a book before, but
wow,
her Instagram... Her Instagram was amazing, and just the whimsical, colorful way that she does art, it caught my attention, and I said, this is who needs to illustrate my book. So this past June, Sherry Eichelberger, the illustrator, and I were able to release Chloe Asks Questions, and it's just a very short, very simple text. It's a book that is for families where everybody doesn't quite look like everybody else in the family. Interracial families, adoptive families, foster families. Sometimes dad and mom just look vastly different, and the children look like one or the other and might wonder, you know, why don't I look like you, mom? Or, you know, why doesn't dad look like me? And so it's not just Chloe asking the questions, but the book is meant to be a vehicle that families can use to begin some of these conversations, or to continue some of these conversations, because it's a book about unconditional love. And it doesn't matter that we do or don't physically look like the people who love us the most. What matters is that they love us.
Amen. I love the book. I have it right in front of me as we talk. And I love how whimsical it is. And I love that you're addressing this topic, this issue, because I think it's very relevant. And I also love that the proceeds goes to your ministry that we were discussing before we went on break, Relevant Life Solutions.
Yes, all of the proceeds from my books go to Relevant Life Solutions to continue to support families affected by addiction, to provide solutions for people who are stuck with their sexual identity. And that is just where my heart is. And so that's where all proceeds go from my books.
I love it. I love it. And this is very relevant. All of it is. I mean, people are dropping like flies from addiction. And, you know, these issues are impacting our families, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, our communities, our churches, our synagogues.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we need to talk about things. We need to have some of these conversations that, especially in faith communities, are so difficult because there's so much shame and hiding surrounding things. And so, you know, it's my desire that all of my books begin conversations. I would love, you know, to know that there are book clubs going on, that people are talking about these issues and finding healing and sharing one another's stories and listening. Now, Chloe asks questions. I wouldn't say it's like, it's not written like a true story or anything like that. It was my idea of what might happen in the future, because I was adopting this little girl, and I was going to call her Chloe, and she was brown, and my skin is very light. And, you know, 22 years ago in Texas, where I lived, people looked at you kind of strangely if you're, you know, like when I was carrying her around, sometimes people looked at me like, why are you carrying this brown baby? Nowadays, it's a little bit more common, and depending on where you live. But in the South, there is still a lot of, I hate to use the word prejudice, but I think that's just what it is. And so it was my way of kind of fighting back on that. And when I wasn't able to adopt her, which was nothing to do with me, actually, it had to do with my husband's substance abuse, but the social worker said to me that I wasn't black enough to be her mother. Oh. And she went to be adopted by a family who was darker skinned, and that really hurt me, because I was like, who cares what color my skin is, you know? It doesn't matter. In my heart, I'm her mother. She's my baby girl. And so that was the birth place of this story. I thought, no, you know, that's not right. But someday she might grow up and ask me, you know, why don't you look like me, Mom? And so that's where I wrote down the story, the words where she's just asking, you know, why don't my eyes look like your eyes? See my hair with black curls? It doesn't look like your hair. And so she's just asking Mom these questions. And Mom comes back and just reassures her of the unconditional love that she has, and that is what matters. So that's where that came from, and it was a very tender place in my heart to be able to finally, after all these years, to release that book this past summer.
It's so beautiful. The illustrations are so beautiful. So one of the pages, the little girl says, "See my tears come falling down? Why don't you look like me, Mommy?" And Mommy answers, "See my arms so open wide? They love to wrap around you. See my eyes so filled with pride? They sparkle when they see you. See my hands so warm and strong? They're ready to protect you. See my lap where you belong? There's always room here for you. See my lips and hear them whisper thankful prayers to God who made you." Feel my heart, my precious child, with every beat. I love you. I love it. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. It makes me cry to hear someone else read it.
Oh, it's such a lovely story. And, you know, the heart behind it is so beautiful. And I just love how the Father uses you in such a beautiful way. And yeah, I cannot encourage the listener enough to get some of Juliet's books. Buy some of these books and you will not be disappointed. Your heart will be so touched.
Thank you. Do you have time to hear about my newest book?
Well, yes, because I was going to ask you, I thought that you said that you were working on another book. Didn't you say that it was at press?
It's with the illustrator.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, I asked Sherry Eichelberger if she wanted to illustrate another book for me and do another project with me. And she said, yes, I would love to. And so when we got involved with helping some of the Ukrainians escape Ukraine when this war started in February of 2022, one little family, a mom and a little girl in particular, who are very dear to our hearts. In fact, they live with us now. But the little girl's name is Venus, and when I heard their story step by step as they were escaping Ukraine, we were in touch via text and messenger conversation. And so I was getting this as it was happening. And after they finally safely arrived in Romania, the country next door where they were safe, I just woke up one night and I thought, I need to write down their story. This will help kids understand what is a refugee and what some of these kids go through in situations like this. And so the book is called Princess Venus, Far From Home, and it just chronicles their escape story from Ukraine and how they ended up in Romania, where they were refugees and they crossed the border into Romania. And it says, you know, welcome Ukrainian refugees. And the mom has tears in her eyes. You know, her little girl wants to know, like, what's a refugee? What does it mean? And so it's a way, it's just a beautiful story. And it's a way for kids to understand war and some of the terms that go along with it. And also maybe some kids show up in their classroom, because we have our president allowed 100,000 Ukrainian refugees to come into the country. And I think there are more than that at this time. Well, all those kids are going to school somewhere. And so this is a way I hope schools will be able to have this book, and a way for the kids to understand where some of these little kids come from and what their story might be like.
That is amazing. Wow. That is amazing. I can't wait to read that book. What was the name of it again?
Princess Venus, Far From Home.
Oh my goodness. I love the title.
So
do you know when it will go on, when it will be out in stores?
I don't know, because Sherry is, she's just diligently working on the illustrations, and she'll finish one and send it to me, and I'll be like, that's amazing, I love it. But you know, art can't be rushed.
No, it can't.
You know, when I write, I can't be rushed or pressured. It just has to come when it comes. And I respect what she does. I can't do it. I don't have that kind of a gifting, but I know that I just can't push her. So I'm just waiting patiently, and I'm very excited with each illustration she sends my way.
Well, it's just like giving birth. I mean, you know, the baby comes, the baby comes.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so listening to what's going on with the exiles, with the refugees, it reminds me that we are all in exile.
Yes.
You know, we are all in exile, and being in exile, being a refugee, comes trauma.
Yes.
And, you know, the safety, finding safe places and safe people is so important. So we have a few minutes left. I just want to touch briefly on this topic of creating safe places for people to come to heal from trauma, because trauma does not heal unless a person feels safe. So the Father's laid it on my heart to put together a Good Samaritan women's retreat. So we're going to be having a retreat in February, in February 2023, and it's going to be, the first one's going to be in the panhandle of Florida, and we're creating a small safe space for women to come, and Julia is going to be one of the presenters. So we'll Keisha Gallagher, she's going to be joining us. Dr. Deb Wiley will also be presenting. We're hoping that Rivka Witten will also be blessing us with some music and some words of blessing. And one of my friends is a licensed clinical social worker, Jovan Davis. She will also be joining us. And I have an amazing hospitality team that's going to be doing all the cooking and serving the food. And my friend Brenda Perla is an amazing cook. And so we will see how the Father shows up, because the Father's on the move and He wants to heal His people. And, you know, it's all about preparing the bride of Messiah. And we look around, Juliet, and we live in a very violent, very cruel, traumatizing world. And so creating safe spaces is so important. Mm-hmm. And your books, in a small way, your books are creating safe places for people to come and to sit and to read and to listen to testimonies of the Father's love and redemption.
Yes, yes. So,
thank you so much for joining us. And would you please again share with people how they can find you and how they can donate to your ministry?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, relevantlifesolutions.org, and we have a donate tab there and a pop-up if you want your donation to go specifically to our Ukraine ministry. Also, you can find my books on Amazon and on my personal website, JulietVanHeerden.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you and your ministry. And we're out of time, so I'm going to say shalom to everybody.